Welcome back to the Soda Pop Podcast. This is episode 17 of our second season. And as I explained kind of in our last episode, we're going to do some stuff a little bit different. There are three of us now, so we can alternate through. And so this episode, we kind of decided to let Tyler and Selena kind of have their first little solo little trial for them. But we have an amazing guest here with us. We have UNA Associate Professor of Art, Aaron Tennessee Benson. So welcome.
All right, thanks, Abby. Thanks for having me.
And so what I'm going to do, I'm going to let him introduce himself, and then I'm going to step aside and let Selena and Tyler take it away. So why don't you introduce yourself?
Okay. Yeah, well, great. Well, again, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be able to dialogue about what I love to do, and that's to teach and make art. And I don't know, anytime I get an opportunity, I jump at it just to be able to share my passion with others. So thanks again for having me. So I'll usually start with, tell me a little about myself is my name, everybody's like, is your middle name really Tennessee? And, you know, I always joke when I was in elementary school, we were learning cursive. And so the whole class was done, and I'm still on the E's and S's, like, just thinking, like, wow, why did my parents name me Tennessee? This is the worst. But it's been a great marketing and branding tool, since becoming an artist and really putting my work out there. I tell people if I introduce myself to them that if they forget my name, just yell out Tennessee if they ever see me, and I'll turn around and... So, but I'm originally from Knoxville, so if I haven't lived in Knoxville in a while, but I still call it home. I grew up in the mountains and hiked with my family all the time, so I just love East Tennessee, beautiful area. And I'm married. I've got a phenomenal wife. Her name's Allison, and I have five kids, or we have five kids. I don't have five kids. We do. And just been incredibly blessed with just healthy kids and just a great family. And we have traveled all over the United States for art. We've lived in Knoxville and Jackson, Tennessee. We lived in Colorado for 3 years, Montana for 2 years, upstate New York for 2 years, and then here. So kind of how I got here was graduate school was in upstate New York and landed a tenure-track job here at UNA, which was a huge blessing coming right out of graduate school. And just fell in love with this area and this school. It's been a great place to really raise a family, but also really develop my teaching and artistic career. And I guess that's kind of a synopsis of an introduction, I guess. So, yeah.
Well, you kind of answered my question about what brought you to UNA.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I can expand a little bit on that, though. So, I've always wanted to teach, even when I was even in middle school. Like a couple of my friends and I, we were in a band together, and we had a really strong youth group. And I led a Bible study at times, and there was just this something that was really lovely about gaining knowledge and then sharing knowledge. And I found that really early that I had a passion for that. It was so kind of kept in the back of my brain, like, you know, you enjoy doing that. And my dad's a sculpture and ceramics professor as well as an artist. My mom's an educator. So it just kind of, I guess you could say it's in the family in terms of education. And so that had been in my brain as well as just loving the arts. And so, following art around the country and then knowing that I wanted to eventually get my MFA, my master's in fine arts, and so that I would be able to teach at the college level. There's something nice about, you know, K-12, it's like you get students in your class that are, you know, by law supposed to be there. And when you come to college, that's typically by choice. Mm-hmm. And so there's this really great dialogue that's already happening in a classroom because a student typically wants to be there. They're pursuing an education. Now, they might not love the class, but the fact that they're there, they're paying for it, or they're on scholarship, or those things are the things that are really excited me about teaching, because you were getting a different caliber of student than when you were at K-12. And so UNA's given me a great opportunity to come here and teach and share my love for making art. So
you went to school in upstate New York. How did you find UNA?
Yeah, so you know, typically, like a typical second year in grad school, it was a 2-year program, and so there were 6 in my class in ceramics, and so 4 of us were applying for teaching jobs, and you know, you apply to everything. It didn't even matter if you were qualified. You just put your applications out there. I think I had about 70 applications out while I was finishing up my MFA, and you know, had some really great interviews at some different schools, and you know, UNA came up and offered me the position, and here I am. So I applied from everywhere, from Anchorage, Alaska, to Hawaii, to anywhere you can think of in the United States, and to land somewhere, you know, being from Knoxville and family in Tennessee, landing, you know, in the South and so close to Tennessee, it was, again, another blessing that you're just like, you know, you're not in your parents' or your family's backyard, but you're close enough to visit at times. And so that, you know, those kind of things, it's just kind of worked out wonderful. So,
yeah, that's honestly amazing. And like, the rest is history. I just want to preface this. I want to use this platform to just say thank you, Professor Benson, because I had Professor Benson as a professor in Ceramics 1. And I just want to say right now, I haven't had the chance to talk to Professor Benson outside of class, after the class. But I just want to say thank you, because he's definitely shaped and molded a different view for me in college, in school, in art, period. One thing I like to say before I get to the question is that, like, he would have a question we would have to come in every day, and we would, he would ask us a question, and we would write it down the answer in our sketchbooks, and we would have a dialogue. And it was, like he mentioned earlier, in college, it's like, you know, we're kind of there by choice, and it just made, it made everything more authentic and more awesome.
Yeah.
Because you get to see different viewpoints, you get to see different perspectives of questions and things. And he's honestly an amazing teacher, and I totally am thankful for taking his class, because it's great.
Awesome.
It's awesome.
Well, thanks, Tyler. Appreciate it.
Of course. But not only are you a professor, you are also part of what's called the SOTA Steering Committee. I wanted you to expand on that and kind of tell us what that is exactly.
Sure. Well, you know, when the School of the Arts began to, even the development of, should we do this? Are we going to develop the School of the Arts, have the School of the Arts? I talked to my then chair, Chung Yao Chin, that I wanted to be involved in any manner possible. Again, I'm not a bystander in any means of the word. Like, I want to be involved, and I want to be active, and because I think when you're engaged and you're listening to others' viewpoints and those kind of things, you're on the forefront of what's going to happen, and you can help mold and shape that. And that is exactly, in my eyes, what the steering committee, the SOTA steering committee is. It's really trying to kind of dialogue about what does our future look like? What are our goals and our desires for, you know, as we continue to grow? What's it look like? Do we partner more? Do we, you know, we've talked about, you know, the building of a unified complex of where all the arts are in buildings sharing a quad, and I love that idea. That's that cross collaboration that I think is so healthy. It doesn't matter where you are or in what discipline, that when we dialogue and discuss and hang out with others, that's how we grow. We're not in a vacuum, and so I see the SOTA steering committee as a body of members that truly care about the direction of our areas and how we can come together and grow a brand and a unit, so that we grow together, like grow as one. And and it's been great to be on it. We've really had some, you know, great ideas, and the future looks bright in that. And again, just feel very blessed to be able to be a part of that kind of group that's designing the future of our departments. So
I know that you've already helped the art department expand since your time here, and you helped with the new kilns and made that suggestion. So, like, what are your other goals as an artist as well as for the art department at UNA?
Well, I think one big one, and this is a personal goal, as well as there's a couple other I would say in the studio realm, there most of us are on board and agree, but we would love to move towards a master's of fine arts here at UNA. You know, and we've got the faculty here. I believe the caliber of work in the faculty that can bring that about. There's something about graduate school that just really changes a program. When I was in undergrad, the grad students were there more than the faculty were, because they lived in the studio, right? You know, faculty went home to their spouses or their families and things, and they couldn't stay in the studio all day long. Well, when you're in grad school, nothing exists except for what you're pursuing in terms of education, right? And so I remember numerous times, you know, firing a kiln and freaking out because a green flame was coming out of the kiln, and I didn't know what. Like, what is this? You know, I'm going to burn it down. And one of the grad students was there, and I pulled him in, and I was like, what's going on? He's like, first, calm down. You know, and then he explained what was going on, and it was like, wow, this is great. I didn't have to call my professor, you know, wake him out of bed in the middle of the night, and they're mad at me because there's this almost secondary teacher here. It's that next step in between being a professional and a student, in my eyes, is a grad student. They're higher than an undergrad student. They've got more education, but they're not fully in the workforce yet. And so there's really great dialogue that can happen. And so that's a big goal of mine, is to bring a grad program to at least the studio area for now, to bring that kind of quality of an education to our program and to our students. But I think there's plenty of others. I am 100% about what I just mentioned about the complex, like building the School of the Arts and having our building, because when you go to a school and you know that the university invests and not only financially, but just in their time and their energies and their efforts and their outreach into the arts. If you're pursuing the arts, you want to go there. You're like, wow, this you're going to be supported here. And I believe if you're in a building that says, hey, you know, that we have designed this so that you can sit next to a trombone player and a painter and an opera singer. You three can sit there and work on your own thing and dialogue, and then maybe you come up with a musical out of it all. Right. You know, like that's the kind of stuff that I believe would be just beautiful here in terms of really kind of developing a uniqueness. And I think that's what that would do. If you look around, you know, Alabama, there's not a unique School of the Arts. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, like, but we could make something really special here by really combining our areas, building a new complex, and really making it somewhere like a destination is what I keep talking to my faculty about. It's like, can we get it on the map? Like, ooh, I want to go to UNA and study art, study the arts, because, wow, they have just great faculty, and they've got great facilities, and they've got a community that just supports one another. And that's attractive.
Yes. I already love the idea that there's like student work shown on campus.
Absolutely.
Like we have the sculptures and 3D art and wall art. There's a mural out there. And I think that's really cool that we have started that around the art building.
Well, and think about too, if, you know, I think part of a goal or part of the role of a faculty is you are thinking about from the view of a prospective student. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're a prospective student, you've got a lot of questions. I don't know. What about this? And then you go onto a campus and you've got faculty that are confident in their area and they're making work and they're in their field, and that students are developing community where they hang out after hours and talk and dialogue. It's so attractive that you want to be a part of it. Doesn't matter who you are. You're like, oh, I want to go there for that. Mm-hmm. And I just think all that would just be a really great thing. So those are a couple of things that I would love to see happen in the future within, you know, growing the School of the Arts. And, you know, I'm hoping that's going to come reality. I see it on the horizon. It's available in my eyes. It's just we've got to kind of move towards it in my eyes.
Exactly. I 100% agree. I've been in that that sense of community, and I think that would definitely be something that's very positive in the community already. I think that's an amazing idea. Yeah. That's actually really cool. I'm 100% behind that. But speaking of the students in the community, I remember like Lucas, Marissa, like they would sell their work in the GUC sometimes. That's right. And sometimes we would go by and look at that. And that was really interesting too. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts about students seeking ways to show their work while they are students? Do you think that's important?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I talk to my intermediate and advanced students, and it's more my advanced students, I encourage them to apply to an exhibition every semester. Mm-hmm. And try to apply to an exhibition outside of the kind of Shoal area, right? The Shoals area, because there's something about getting a show downtown, and there's something about getting a show in Nashville or a piece in a show in Nashville, right? It's not that there's something wrong with having a show here. It's more that you're getting your work outside of something you're comfortable doing, right? Like we're comfortable walking downtown Florence and saying, "Hey, can I put this up here or something?" So,
yeah.
But it's also I from day one. In my class, I talk about the real world, right? And I know I'm not the only one to do this. Faculty should be talking about this and do. But if I'm not preparing a student for what's going to happen, that, you know, I talk all the time about, you're going to get that diploma on a Saturday or a Friday now, right? You're going to walk across that stage, you're going to grab that diploma, and you're going to walk, and you're going to be, man, I'm pumped, I got my degree. And then guess what's going to happen? Monday morning, the alarm's going to go off, right? And you're gonna well, what do I do? So if I as a faculty member am not preparing my student for that Monday morning at 8 o'clock, then I'm doing a disservice, right? And so I'm trying to get a student to apply for exhibitions, sell work on at First Fridays, have work in the GUC for the Mother's Day sale or Christmas sales. It's getting their work out there so that they understand the difficulties of it, the joys of it. There's nothing like, you know, somebody pulls their wallet out and hands you their credit card because they want that object that you made by hand in their life. And that they're willing to pay their hard-earned money to then take that and then go live with it. I mean, think about that. Like, that's just like, man, that's awesome. And so when a student experiences that, and don't hear me that that's about the money. It's not about the cash. It's about the fact that they worked hard for that cash, and they're saying that what you did is worth my hard-earned time. Mm-hmm. And there's those are the kind of things is like getting students to exhibit, to sell their work, to put their work online. You know, all these, go do a workshop or, do an internship, residencies, those kind of things, grad school, those are those things that it's preparing the student so that when they do enter the full-time workforce, whether that's a full-time artist, whether you teach, whether you're head of a gallery or a residency center or run an art center or a community center, any of these things, whatever you're doing, you're ready, you're prepared. And that's part of my curriculum. It's trying to get those students involved in those community activities so that it becomes second nature.
Mm-hmm. Well, as part of the community, tell us a little bit about your involvement with Florence and the Shoals, because I know you've opened some galleries, and I know that you've been part of some projects that are very important to our area and our growth as a community.
So UNA and Florence have a really interesting relationship, right? You know, like they both need one another, right? Mm-hmm. The Shoals needs UNA, and the UNA needs the Shoals. It's a collaboration. Doesn't matter who you talk to. Some think it should be less or more, but it's the fact that they both exist, and it's how they exist and how they interact is kind of where I fit in my eyes, and so it's anything from how can I, help out Kilby? Like we had almost 50 Kilby students in the ceramic studio at the end of last semester, and they made ornaments and cups and bowls. And it's not because I just love having second and fifth graders in my classroom. I love that. But it's to give them a chance to be creative in a manner that maybe they don't get. Mm-hmm. It's to give them a material that they can play with in their hands and kind of go, wow, I didn't know you could actually work with this in the manner that they do. Mm-hmm. And so it's opening up the studio and opening up my time and energy to engage the community. You know, I'm teaching an online art appreciation class right now, and that is in a nutshell my view of how I need to interact with the community. Mm-hmm. It's I want the community to be an appreciator of art, right? The individuals to be appreciators of art, because if you look around, you know, look around your house when you go home, like think of if you took all the photographs, paintings, drawings, the color out of your paint, the design away from your furniture, you know, the ceramic vessels that you eat out of, take all that out of your life. It would be a pretty dull life, right? I mean, it would just be like, wow, that I don't know if I would not enjoy that. Mm-hmm. And that is art and design, right? And so trying to get to get the community and even beyond to understand how critical art is in our world. I mean, it is so vital. And so again, trying to involve myself in the community as much as possible. There are a couple of other projects that I've worked on where I'm engaging either a group or a committee or something where I bring art to the table as an avenue to have dialogue, right? So it's saying something, whether it's this or that. But for me, the great part is art is now the vehicle to have the conversation.
Can you tell us a little bit about your project, Say Something?
Yeah, art? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, so unfortunately, I didn't win the commission, and I believe last time I heard it was on hold. So I think it was kind of a bummer in a lot of ways. But so we and we'll talk about this, I guess, a little bit later in a minute. So I've got a family of artists, right? So my mom and dad started Benson Sculpture about 15 years ago. And since then, my brother and I have joined, and my wife's an artist as well. My sister's an artist. So we've got a family of artists. And so we are constantly applying and as well as installing sculpture and artwork around, around the world. And so we're, you know, constantly doing this. And the Project Say Something, you know, contacted me and asked if I'd be interested in putting a proposal together that, spoke about this, you know, the monument downtown. And the interesting part is for me, I looked at it as I didn't want to per se say like, well, I have a stance on this, like I disagree or agree. It's more like I wanted to create something on the other side of this monument that is what we are, right? Mm-hmm. It's almost like let's quit. I didn't want to talk about the negative. Yes, I have opinions about that, but I wanted to talk about like what are we saying today? Mm-hmm. What is our community? What is our community made of? And so my proposal was we had multiple, you know, we had three proposals, and it was a lot about names and bringing people from that have really helped establish the Shoals area in terms of a community and how broad our community is and diverse, and putting these kind of founding people's names that have helped grow this community on stone, and then have a reflecting pool and even having a shade tree that you're resting under. So there were a lot of natural materials. But again, what we as Benson Sculpture were looking at, what we were trying to look at, how do we engage the community today? What are we today?
Well, right? For our community and public sculptures, I know you're on the Public Arts Committee. Mm-hmm. So can you tell me a little bit about that and what your goals are with that and whose art you want to help display around town and where?
Yeah, absolutely. That's another great one. So and in fact, we're on two committees. We have a very similar committee that's on campus. So we have a public work on campus committee that I'm chair of, and I'm on the public committee for the Florence area. Both are interested in bringing artwork of and I guess I can say this, I believe of a very high caliber, right? Like I'm not interested in just kind of like, let's just throw something together and put it on a concrete pad so everybody can see it. I want somebody from Nashville to come down and install a piece, whether it's a mural or a sculpture or do a performance, whatever that is. It's how do we get people to come in and see what's going on in Florence?
Okay.
And so it's how do we get as much of that here as possible from the outside? So it's how I can be involved in that as much as I can. So
Okay, and sorry to jump in here, but for like time's sake.
Oh yeah, we're at 24 minutes.
We're gonna kind of like tell us a little bit about your family, because all of you are having an exhibit in the galleries, all three of our galleries at the same time. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that. You can go into like whether they all, you know, kind of collaborate with each other, or even you know, what made you guys all want to do it at the same time, or if that was on purpose or not.
Yeah, that was designed. The chair of our department said, you know, it'd be great if we got all three of you all on campus. And I'm like, wow, that would be great. We've never done that. We've done a collaboration exhibition before where we all bring a couple of pieces, but this will be the first time where we've each been, you know, have our solo space. But we're thrilled. I was telling Monica earlier that we all get along. We love being together. We're all artists. We're creative, and we talk and dialogue about our next piece. And so to be able to come together and do this in kind of one town, three different locations, it's, I'm like, wow, this is just phenomenal. And so I think the general public or everybody will really enjoy these exhibitions because we're three different artists all under the same name. And so my work is very, this work that you all will see that I'm working on right now is very form-based. So it's very, I'm looking at very muted colors and tones so that you look at the form or the sculptural makeup of the object. It's not saying a lot. It's really about what does it look like, the visual interest of it. My brother is very, I would say that he talks about social commentary, right? So things that are going on right now in the world, everything from, he'll have a couple of pieces about the refugee crisis that's going on in the world. And so he's really engaging the times. And I think he's just a phenomenal sculptor that's being able to really push the envelope. And then my dad's kind of the balance of both of us. And I think it's kind of interesting because he's our dad, right? So it's almost like we kind of split and kind of, but he does everything from ceramics to mixed media and kind of shares the very conceptual narrative, but then really concentrating on form as well. So it's going to be a really great exhibition, three spaces. I really encourage everybody to come out. We're going to have a blast. It's going to be some really phenomenal work. So, come check it out.
I definitely agree. Just this whole idea behind having all these galleries is just amazing as it is. And I know we could sit here and talk to you for hours about everything.
Sure.
And we've done it before with other people. But definitely, everybody go check out these exhibits. I believe they open on the 21st. Is that right?
Yes. So all three will open the 21st. The reception will be on the 27th of February. That's a Thursday. It'll start at 4. So if you go to the University Gallery, we'll do a panel discussion. I believe it's going to be about 30 minutes. All three of us will be there, have a dialogue. Then we will. Then my dad, who will be in that space, he will talk briefly at the end of that and about the work in the space. We will then kind of have an art crawl, right? Then we'll go to 126. My brother will talk 5 or 10 minutes. So about 15 minutes in between each of these to give enough time to everybody to go. And then we'll end at the McKinney Gallery, and we'll have a reception at the McKinney Gallery, and my work will be done there. So it'll be a really great night.
An art crawl sounds really
fun. Yeah, absolutely. We're hoping to involve the community more in those aspects so that we really kind of get everybody on the schedule. Like, come see what we're doing. We're doing some great things.
Yes. So.
Well, everybody go check it out. It's going to be all three of them are going to have exhibits in each of our galleries. The Art Department Gallery and the McKinney Center Gallery are open from 8 to 4:30. And the gallery here next to us at 126 on Tom Bigby is open from 11 to 8 on Tuesday, Thursdays, and Fridays. And on Saturday, it's open 4 to 7. And admission is free to all of our galleries, so come check them out. And thank you for being here, for sure. It's been nice having you, and we had a really great conversation, Selena Tyler did, with you about everything that is going on with your art as well as this exhibit. So they definitely proved themselves about this because they came up with a lot of this by themselves. So with the help from our research through our past articles and everything. So they've done a great job.
Yeah, right on. Well, I appreciate that.
Make sure you guys go check out all of our social medias. We're on pretty much everything. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And we do want your feedback. So if you like this episode, you like our past episode, let us know. Email us at arts@una.edu or send us a DM on our social medias, and we'll definitely appreciate that. It'll help us grow more than we already have. As well as follow all of our arts pages as well. Most of our departments have pages, so and they should be in the suggested. If you go follow one of them, you'll follow all of them. It's like a digging yourself in a Netflix hole. It just they come and they go and they come and they go. So, mm-hmm. But thank you guys for listening. This has been a great episode, and we look forward to having Tyler and Selena on the rest of the season, and we'll all have our fair share of episodes as well. Thank you again, Professor Benson, for this is the last time that I'll thank.
You're all right. You're good.
I thank a lot, but. Yeah, so this has been a great episode. But thank you guys for listening, and we'll have another episode next week as well, so tune in for that. But thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you then.
Great.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
This podcast has been brought to you by UNA School of the Arts. Executive producer is Mark Gallegos, co-produced by Selena Fugate and Tyler Hankins. Special thanks to Dr. Terrence Brown and the entire SOTA staff.